With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell cites Ronald Reagan in a pitch for billions of dollars in new aid for Ukraine. Bob Agnew reports.
In an op-ed piece in the Northern Kentucky Tribune, McConnell compares those resisting more Ukraine aid with some who opposed Reagan's strong defense spending during the Cold War. He writes, quote, "Today, much like in the Washington President Reagan faced, it has become popular in some circles to bet against American resolve and bemoan the global responsibilities that come with global power. It's an apparent shot at House conservatives reluctant to pass billions for Ukraine while Congress has yet to address the crisis at the southern U.S. border." Bob Agnew reporting.
Researchers are testing deep brain stimulation as a treatment for people with a severe form of depression. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Emily Hollenbeck of New York is participating in clinical trials as researchers test a pacemaker for the brain to treat depression.
If I hadn't had DBS, I'm pretty sure I would not be alive.
Dr. Brian Coppell is a neurosurgeon. He placed thin metal electrodes in a region of Hollenbeck's brain, which regulates emotional behavior. Neurologist Dr. Helen Mayberg at Mount Sinai says everybody's brain is a little different.
We can measure what's actually happening with the electrophysiology.
Two past studies showed no advantage to using DBS for depression, but recent research is promising. I'm Jennifer King.
Chinese police are investigating an unauthorized and highly unusual online dump of documents from a private security contractor linked to China's top policing agency and other parts of its government. It's a trove that reveals and catalogs apparent hacking activity and tools to spy on both Chinese and foreigners. Mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 48 points, but the Nasdaq dropped 49. This is SRN News. The impact of the Hamas war is putting pressure of a different kind on over a million Israeli children and their families displaced by the fighting. Many have been living in cramped hotel rooms for months, upsetting young children. At a National Religious Broadcasters Association meeting in Nashville, Ruth Guggenheim of Emuna, a social action organization in Israel, spoke with Lori Tredup of SRN News.
You're not doing very well at this stage. You know, there's family crisis. It has increased violence where there has never been violence before. There's a level of anxiety on an individual, one-on-one basis and family level that we have never seen. And to be honest, Lori, we won't know the impact for many months out. We're going to have to assess this every single day.
Guggenheim adds even healthy families can start to break down as the war with Hamas drags on and movements of displaced Israeli children are restricted. This is SRN News. A private U.S. lunar lander is in orbit around the moon.
And it will attempt to land on the surface. Intuitive Machine spacecraft has reached the moon. It launched last week under a NASA program to kickstart the lunar economy. On Thursday, flight controllers in Houston will lower the spacecraft's orbit and attempt a landing near the moon's south pole. It's a dicey place to land with craters and cliffs. Another U.S. company tried to send a lander to the moon last month, but it never got there because of a fuel leak. John Scott reporting.
Boeing says the head of its 737 jetliner program is leaving the company immediately, paving the way for the aircraft maker to appoint new leadership at the troubled division. Ed Clark had been with Boeing for 18 years. Boeing said Wednesday that Katie Ringgold will succeed him as vice president and general manager of the 737 program. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.